AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life, here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media. Thank you for tuning into today's radio show. We appreciate your listenership. We're broadcasting live from Silicon Valley, Bay Area, and around the world on AM 1220 KDOW iHeartRadio and our online streaming where you can always listen live. If you want to dial into today's radio show, you can dial in at 1-800-516-1220. That is 1-800-516-1220 and get your questions and comments on air with me today. Of course, if you want to connect with me directly, you can do that by emailing me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. Sometimes people say I say that too fast. On the edge at businessontheedge.biz. B as in boy, igloo, zebra. Or call 1-888-MY-SBC30. Small Business Concierge dash 30. Welcome into the show today. I am really, really excited to do a little coaching today. Got my coaches, my coaching hat on today. Buckle up. Welcome in, welcome in. You've heard me talk about power secrets. And many women who have participated in my events have come out to see me speak and keynote opportunities. I have this thing, power women, power secrets, supporting power women, supporting their next level. And you've heard me talk a lot about it on this show over the years, many, many years. And I've talked about several of the power secrets that I'm now compiling in a book called Power Women, Power Secrets, The Making of a Power Woman. The Making of a Power Woman. And these basic concepts, of course, can be, and principles obviously can be adaptable to different groups, young people, small business owners, professionals. And I've added a power secret. When I started teaching this 10 years ago or so, 10 or more years ago, I had three power secrets, my base. And it's grown over the years. Eight power secrets. Now there's nine that I've been chewing on for a little bit. And you're the first that will hear it for the first time publicly. And so I want you to think about, as I get into this, you taking your steps and what it takes for you to realize your own genius. We want you to realize your own genius. The unachievable, to achieve the things. You ever have someone just tell you, you're not gonna fill in the blank? And I'm an avid believer. My belief system will not deviate from this truth. Your people says, I want to speak my truth. Coach Margaret Jackson is speaking her truth today. I'm an avid believer, immovable, unshakable, will not bend from this concept. For every single, it's going to mess you up, person on the planet, that you have purpose. I don't care how you got here. I don't care what the backstory is, what the drama is. You're here. Whatever your situation is, physically, mentally, doesn't matter. You have purpose. Period. Now, whether or not you achieve that is something different. And you might say, Coach, but I don't know what my purpose is. I'm going to give you a secret right now that I didn't even plan to mention or talk about today. Purpose, your purpose is always a seed inside of yourself. You go around and asking people, I don't know, what's my purpose? What do I do? What do you think? It's always something in you that's ready to be ignited. So the right situation and circumstances come along and boom, you're triggered. And that seed begins to germinate like a seed in the ground. So if you really want to understand your purpose, you have to first look on the inside of yourself. Go on a treasure hunt of your own heart. Go on a treasure hunt of your own soul. Begin to journal and write down things that you lean into. There's things that I will never, ever do. So it is not my purpose. I am very clear on that. I will never, ever, infinity, be a brain surgeon. I'll never be an astronaut. I'll never be an NBA player. I'm too short, first of all. So let's be clear that there are some things that you have to look at and say, and there's some outliers, but for the most part, there's certain things that I'm not going to do because it's not my purpose. I have no desire. I have no interest. And for those who work in the medical community, kudos to you. I can't do it. I can't take a needle and poke someone with it. That's an issue. That's going to be a problem. Now, my nurturing, absolutely. If my husband gets sick or my son, I'm a nurturer for sure. But past that, let's go to the doctor. So know your boundaries, know your limitations, know what you will not do. That's a really great, that should be a very, very long list. So you've heard me talk about these types of things over the years. So I've talked about power secrets, potential, power, passion, posture, position, purpose, principle, possess. Where you dominate your space, you're dominating your discipline, you're dominating your station in life. And so over the years, these power seekers, like I said before, have become from 3 to 8, and now today, or at least in your hearing, I'm going to share number 9. And I've been giving this a lot of thought. And so I'm actually going to take it public. And so this is so powerful. This is so powerful. Hopefully this will help you through something in your purpose that you're going through and that will shift for you today. I hope so. It'll shift for you today. Look for shifting. Number 9, power secret number 9 is pain. That's right, pain. Pain, as much as we would like or would like things to work in some certain way, some perfect way that we've imagined, and everything works out and everything's utopian, everything's fantastic, according to our business plan or SMART goals, strategic plans, whatever planning that you're doing to help you achieve that purpose. Could be a company purpose, could be a personal purpose, could be a professional purpose, or whatever that purpose is. And we don't want it to be painful, right? Unfortunately, I got news for you. Pain has purpose. And it's going to show up when you put your heart and set your mind to do something, to achieve something. Years ago, I hired this fitness professional, 24-hour fitness. I got my fitness membership and I'm all excited. And you go to the gym, to your fitness location, and what's wonderful about coaches is that they see your potential. That's their job. Don't get frustrated with your coach. If you have a life coach or professional sports coach, or don't be too hard on them. They see your potential. They see your blind spots. Coaches are there to be an irritant in life, to push you, to agitate, to encourage you, to get you to your next level of genius, to get you to the place that you can't seem to get there without a coach. I like what Coach Michael Burt says. Everybody needs a coach. And like, I don't need, you know, these really manly men. I don't need a coach. Maybe I don't need all of that. Yes, no one gets to where they're going alone, period. Whether you've had a mentor, whether you've had someone alone, no one gets to anywhere alone. You don't know what you know just because you did it all by yourself. It's so funny when we hear things like so-and-so's a self-made billionaire. So-and-so's a self-made millionaire. No one's self-made. There was a price paid. There were pain points. So you hired this fitness professional. No pain, no gain. They say that. Why do they say that? Because when you work your muscles, does it feel, and they go like, feel the burn. Why? Because when that friction, when that burn starts to happen, something's changing and your muscular structure, metabolic structure that needs that pain to transform you into something better. And so if you're going and doing glacial walks, no gain. And it's great to get that fresh air, but fantastic. And you're walking 5 miles a week and there's no gain. No physiological structure change. And you're wondering why every day for 30 minutes, no change. Because pain has purpose. I got to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge. We will be right back. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Nice. Aretha Franklin. She's a GOAT, greatest of all time. Welcome back. Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are talking about my coach's hat on today. Pain has purpose. Pain has purpose. And we left the last segment with, if you're doing those daily walks and you're doing glacial walks and you're not seeing change because there's no pain, there's no burn. Fitness coaches, they're trying to get you to burn. They're trying to get you to sweat. They're trying to get those muscles transformed. And so you have these HIIT exercises. You have all of these different ways of getting to the burn. Pushing your body. You know what I love is that we're looking and we're seeing these women over 50 who are getting these great bodies. I'm trying to get into that club. And I know that I won't get into that club if I don't keep pushing my body. If I don't keep reaching for the burn. And it's the same with guys. No burn, no gain, no change. If you talk to favorite athlete of all time, who's your favorite athlete of all time, whether they're living or not? Pick someone. Greatest Olympics of all time. And you ask them one question. Do you think if I ask them, would they want to go on their athletic journey, whether it's track, football, NFLers, ballers, NBA, hockey, soccer, whatever, golf. Do you think they would want to play their championship game? No preparation, no coach, and go into that game, that competition, without them? No. Why not? Why do you think coaches, and coaches, it's not about yelling, and I like using coaches, fitness coaches, and athletic coaches, because we identify, we understand them. We watch them coach from the sidelines, right? Coaching their team, yelling, you know, at the players, do this, run. Something about the voice of a coach that inspires athletes to believe that they can go to that next level. They get them to the place where they're thinking about their next level. It's always, they're not relaxed in the last game. You know, when you get relaxed in your last victory, watch out, because that next situation, that next place you're in, you could lose because of your attitude. You watch the Warriors and they on their streak, and they get, you know, a few years back, they got laxed and they got cocky. You're going to lose a few games. It's painful. Pain is humbling. Pain will put your attitude in check, quick, fast, and in a hurry. And so they're not going to go without their coach, because even though their coach, Phil Jackson, one of my favorite coaches of all time, I thought he was just so cool. When I was in high school, I mean, Phil Jackson was just awesome. And if you don't know who Phil Jackson is, ask Michael Jordan, ask Scottie Pippen, Larry Bird, come on. Champions. He created a team of champions. They didn't get to their victories without Phil Jackson coaching and leading them, getting them through their pain, getting them through their arrogance. Remember when Michael Jordan came into the industry? Man, really? Michael Jordan was like a ball hog. I couldn't even watch him. No offense, Michael, out there. But he was like a ball hog. He knew when he figured that out with his coach and he started passing that ball, they started winning championships. Humility, pain. Pain comes in all kinds of shapes and sizes, not just physical, mental, emotional. Whether you're a student, academics, business owner. I was talking to a small business owner earlier this week, and they're working their business and they have a day job, which I love. I love that hybrid model, because you have something that's paying your bills as your business is developing. It's a great strategy. It's hard work. It's painful work. It is exhausting, painful. You ever been painfully exhausted? I've been painfully exhausted. Earlier this week, I was painfully exhausted. I was so exhausted, I couldn't sleep. It was painful. But I knew that if I didn't do the work that I needed to do and get out and ensure, actually, this was not early this week. It was last Friday, to be exact. Submitting a grant for a client, and the system, the county system we're submitting to, is not working properly. And I was up from the night before till the afternoon of the next day, exhausted, painfully exhausted, to make sure they could compete in a competition vigorously. Sometimes it's going to be painful. There's pain in the process. I got to go to a commercial break. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business and finance leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are talking about, I got my coach's hat on today to hopefully bring some perspective to you about pain has purpose. Pain has purpose. Anything that you're going to try to achieve or go after, whether it's academics, you want to get the best grades, or whatever it is, there's going to be pain in the process. And you're going to have to be able to process through. You're going to have to be able to adjust and adapt and embrace the journey, the pain in the journey, the pain in the purpose. So I left the last segment about business owner, young business owner, who shared they're just exhausted. I was just exhausted after finishing. And they don't know that they want to work like that. And I explained to them part of the exhaustion is from you're actually working a day job. So you're not starting your day and just working one job. You're working two jobs. And so you're going to be exhausted. There's going to be some hurdles. There's going to be some frustration. There's going to be some pain points. There's going to be that exhausted until I'm crazy pain. Do I want to do it? And so we're kind of pivoting their business model to kind of put them in a position to make money while they sleep. That's great, but that's also a process. And you have to understand anything that you shift and change in your business, you likely will break something else that you're going to have to fix. So you're like, okay, we're going to do this, we're going to do this. And all of a sudden, it messes with this over here. It's a delicate balance. And I think in their mind, they thought, I can do this over here and it's just going to be so easy and it's so big. And I'm like, and we'll start another company. I'm like, no, let's bring this back in. Because of the pain, if you're not careful, the pain in your circumstances, the pain in your purpose will have you exit out the back door. And that's not what you want. In order to get to the summit, you have to dig your heels in. You have to keep in the climb. And so we talked and I said, this is what I would recommend. Stay in it. Let's add it to services that you would provide. Let's really build the infrastructure for that. And so you have to learn how to handle the pain and the process. The pain and the purpose. The purpose and the pain. So number one, I want to give you some keys to help you. I don't want to just tell you, we all know what pain feels like. We all know what, when you decide you're going to do something, opposition will show up. It's always going to show up. When you decide to, I'm going to go do this, opposition is going to show up, and it's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be painful. It's going to be challenging. It's going to expose who you really are. And so the number one reason for the purpose of pain is to strengthen you. It's to make you stronger. It is to make you resilient. It is to make you unshakable in the face of opposition. Number one reason. Okay. Number two, you can think about something that you may have started and you're seeing that as soon as I started doing this, everything fell apart, everything blew up. Welcome to the club. The purpose of pain is to shape you. And I'm going to go to a commercial break and I'll go a little bit deeper with you when we come back. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, small business concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, women in business centerfold, small business science lab, bridging the gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. This is going to be quick and fast so we can get back into our coaching session. I love it. I love Small Business Concierge. I love what I'm doing and working with small businesses. We've got a lot of great things going on. I love it. I'm doing something new. And I was talking to my producer today about it. And I'm just going to step out and do it. And that is, typically, I do a lot of my consulting and coaching through programs because I like to support businesses and professionals, businesses, people that are thinking about small business through some sort of program through SBDC. I work a lot with SBDC. And they're on the client that financially. And is that sometimes you have to invest in you. You have to invest in your next level. You have to go somewhere. If you want to go somewhere that you've never been before, you've got to go with someone who's already been there, who can help you get there. Coaches. And so I had someone who reached out from me. We've been testing out and using Thumbtack this year to help connect business owners to our Small Business Fitness Center out there on Small Business Concierge website. You can get a Small Business Growth Plan or a Grant Readiness, Small Business Grant Readiness Plan that's nominal. It's just ridiculous, along with a bunch of opportunities for mass advertising and all of that good stuff at no additional rate. So it's like $67 a month because small businesses need our support. And we're trying to help them mitigate their costs. And so that's fantastic. And we're seeing the growth of that. Thumbtack has been a huge support. We thank Thumbtack for being there for us to kind of test the tires a little bit. But one of those Thumbtackers reached out to me and who didn't engage at the time, and that's okay. And they need some coaching. And I do a lot of it anyway. So we're going to open up, and I'm going to open up my time to do coaching for those that are interested in their next level of growth. If you are a business owner, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're new, and we've got a basic package, 10 hours with me once a week to get you to your next level, to to establish personal goals, business goals, to allow you to have access to our member platform, so you have access to the Small Business Fitness Center, which is absolutely fantastic. It's great. So you have tools to go and implement what we talk about, tools for you to go to that next level. And so you have that, which is absolutely phenomenal. And so you get the 10 hours one-on-one with me, 6-month membership, setting achievable personal and professional business goals. And then we reassess in about 10 to 12 weeks with things that you should, in those milestones, should have completed. Some of them, not all of them, because it depends on what they are. And then after that, we got a potential bonus to come on the show with me or be in the magazine. We'll have to see about that. And the disclaimer on that is that there's dependencies and at my discretion. But my goal really is to help you power up, help you go to your next level. And if you want to go deeper, I'll go deeper with you and spend some private time with you. So connect with me at On The Edge at businessontheedge.biz. Let me know you're interested and we will get you on a call with me to kind of do a discovery and see where you're at on things. So that's super new. I think this is a fantastic way to help people go to their next level in their purpose, in their place, in their station. Let me be clear. I am not a life coach. I am a business coach, professional coach that specifically deals with those that are in some sort of business. You are CEO, you are a new business owner, you're somewhere in that, okay? So check us out. Email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz and I would be glad to get on a call with you and learn a little bit more. So that being said, let's get back to our points before this show runs out on me. Let's go to the point. So I gave you the number one reason for the purpose of pain. And if you're just tuning in, the purpose of pain, number one, is to strengthen you. So you got that. And I gave you a little bit more information about what that meant. And so if you want to hear that, then go back and check out the show on our podcast that we upload. And you can connect to our website to get it, smallbusinessconcierge.biz. And you can get our latest podcast of this show. The second purpose of pain is to shape you. It is to define who you really are and prepare you for achieving your purpose, achieving what you're looking at. That's the purpose. Thirdly, the purpose of pain, and that's why you have to appreciate the process of pain. No pain, no gain. Weightlifters bulking up. So I align them with athletes because they know, they understand. There's a great Jerry Rice story, and I would love to tell you right now, but I don't have the time. But Jerry Rice made a pivotal decision in his early years. And I believe it was in high school or college football. And as a result of that, to take the pain, he became one of the best NFLers, 49er, in the game. So thirdly, the purpose of pain is to help you identify your weaknesses and to address them. You won't fix what you won't admit is a weakness. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Money 2.0. On AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the bottom of our show. Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Coach Margaret Jackson here today. Got my coach's hat on. More than my radio hat. I got my coach's hat on. we're talking about pain has purpose. And again, I would love to, just coming out of the last segment, my story, I'd love to tell you a story about Jerry Rice, 49er, wide receiver, all kinds of incredible, right? But I will say that he learned that the hard work, the pain, and the process had purpose. That's why he is a GOAT of all time, wide receiver. So I'm going through my key points here. I can't recap all of them. So I'm going to go back to third. The purpose of pain is to help you. The purpose of pain is to help you identify your weaknesses and to address them. And address them with a coach. Address them with someone who can actually help you shift. You won't fix what you won't admit is a weakness. You won't. Which hinders you in your ability and capability to achieve ultimate purpose. Fourth, the purpose of pain is to build your character that will help you lead others without condemning those that work for you. If you let it, it gives you the humility to lead with confidence, to lead with boldness, to lead with fairness. Doesn't mean that sort of wimpy leader and you're just kind of this pushover. My son will tell you, my mom is firm, but she's fair. I'm firm, but I'm fair. And he was saying that when he was a preteen, right? Teenager. And I'm that same way today. It is important for you to understand and embrace the hard work that it's going to take for you to achieve the purpose. And I'm just going to give you five of my keys today because we don't have a lot of time. So fifth, the purpose of pain is to challenge your, this is so powerful, guys. Come on. The purpose of pain is to challenge your commitment to your purpose. Anything that you are willing to quit and throw away when that burn starts to happen was never your purpose to begin with. If you can step away from it that easily, when the going gets tough, when the opposition is there, when the coach is pressing you to get out the very best in you, whatever the situation or scenario is, and you quit, that is a indication that that is not your purpose. Or I'm going to take it a step further. Or you quit on your purpose. You quit because you don't have the courage to do it. Because courage, we could talk about courage. That's a whole nother thing. But I'm gonna leave you with these five that really it challenges, this fifth one, it challenges your commitment to your purpose. Are you committed to your purpose? Are you really doing what you believe that you were born to do? And when we talk about what you're born to do, that doesn't necessarily mean one thing. We kind of look at life as this, I was born to just do that. No, you were probably born to do this, that, and the other. And they kind of tie together and you have these experiences that lead you, one thing leads to another kind of thing or organically. And I'll give you an example of that. Rihanna's goal was to sing. But she's a billionaire today. Why? Because she's not just singing. She's a businesswoman. Gwyneth Paltrow, Goop, great example, great actress. Did she think that she was going to be a business owner? So your purpose can be tied in and linked together because of your high level purpose. And it connects you to all of these other opportunities that you can fulfill just as well with your all kinds of genius. I love it. I've got to get out of here. They are pushing me out of the show. I hope you enjoy this, and I hope you got something out of this. Pain in your purpose, embrace it. Be all kinds of fantastic. This is Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW Radio. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.